Hello and welcome to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. This is Brother Clint, and we're glad that you came by today, wherever you are. Brother Freedom's here. It's Sunday afternoon for us. We meet at 3 o'clock in the afternoon here in our time zone, and we're so glad to be here. The Lord's our help. He's our only hope. And Brother Freedom is trusting the Lord. We're trusting the Lord. We're believing for you, and we're just trusting that the Holy Spirit will touch all the listeners and we who are here. We are giving this living room, dedicating it for the purposes of the Lord. Father, we give you praise. We thank you. Lord, I just love you. I thank you for your salvation. I thank you that you sent Jesus. I'm thankful that Jesus was willing to die for the likes of me and for all those everywhere. Lord Jesus, thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to be with us. Thank you for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the gifts of the Spirit. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. We just give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.
My dear Heavenly Father, I thank you. I come to you this day, lifting up thy holy name. But Father, I wish for you to help lift this burden that I have on my shoulders, that I feel for the world where we are. And I need you to help me lift it up because it's getting me down. Father, I just pray that you'd move upon your people in a mighty way this day. Lord, I'm insufficient in myself. Lord, I believe and trust in you. I pray that you're able. There's nothing that you can't do. So I pray that you'll help this day. Help me to endeavor to keep going on, even though the weight gets heavy. And Father, I just pray that you'd move mighty in by your Spirit. For this prayer request of this lady, I pray that you'd give her comfort this day. Father, I pray that your Spirit would move upon her in a mighty way. Protect her, keep her, set her free from harmful spirits. I pray that you'd give her shelter, protection, and Lord, you would comfort her as only you can. And we just pray that you'd bring deliverance in her life in a very special way. We thank you, and we pray for all people. We pray this prayer for everyone. We pray for those who need special help. We pray and claim for them this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. You know, when I first started out years ago, I was really, well, I could just jump over the moon and that, but I could do it. But here in the last couple weeks or months, it's hard to mogate. I mean, it's hard to, I guess I got too much on my shoulders. And I'm not big enough to carry it, and I'm going to have to give it out to the Lord somehow. I see things in the Word of God that's alive, and people don't never see these things, but it touches my heart. I can't explain it, but I feel for where people are. You know, we've been studying this Word, and it's really so, if all you have to do is read it, you don't even have to be very scientific. Just start saying, well, what did it say there? Then, yeah. Pretty soon when you start putting it together, it makes a picture. It makes a pattern. And that's what it is. The Word of God makes a pattern that you take pieces here and put them for pieces over here and they fit. It's like a great puzzle. You take this Word and you start reading it. Oh, kamasita la bokudama. Ila kilabasi yabo. Oh, shalakila. Oh, Lord, we pabasita la. For I say, my people this day are apart. They no longer fit. And I need my people to come to seek me, and I would help them, give them the strength in the last days, that they might be purified by my love. And I would speak to their hearts in a very special way, a very dynamic way, a very powerful way, that only I, the Lord thy God, can do for them. And if my people will come and search for me, they shall surely find me. And I shall deliver them, and I'll uplift them, and I will aid them. And I will help them through life's rough passageways. While in this life, there is many rough ways. And my people really need my help over these chasms, these treacherous crossroads of life itself. You need my protection, my guidance. Because as I say, the enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. My people don't realize he's out to take them down. And I say, my people need to have safety in me, the Lord their God, and I shall deliver them. My people need to call upon me, for I wish to help thee, my people. I wish to support thee. But thou must call to me, thou must surrender to me, and thou must draw nigh to me, and thou must resist the one that's giving you the problems. You need to learn to resist him in the name of Jesus, and that name of all names. And then draw nigh to me, and I will meet thy every need if thou shalt do this. But my people haven't learned this from since the very beginning of time till now. They still don't really call upon the one that can help them. My people, I am your source. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I have everything, all things in my control. Come to me, and I will not allow thou to be tempted no longer. I will help thee, and I will strengthen thee. And thou shalt have received courage, and thou shalt see my goodness upon thee also, and I shall provide for thee in this last hour. I shall keep thee with a very gentle hand, as a nurse would take care of that child. I will take care of thee, my beloved. I love thee. I love thee. Call me, and I will answer thee, says the Spirit of God. The Word of God says that therefore we ought to give more earnest heed the things that we have heard, lest any time we should let them slip. The third verse, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them and heard? This really rung a bell to me, because this is speaking about Jesus set up the early church. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? What the Lord such began and spoken, I'm putting that in, added in, but by the Lord which was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. And this is the censure on us. But God, he's coming to the picture now. But God also then bearing them witness with both signs, wonders, divers miracles, gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. And Daniel, way back in the book of Daniel, Daniel brings a real lot of things that's going to come to pass. But the book of John is a place that Jesus said, he says, it's needful that I go away. For I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, he will send it back. And he has come as our one will help us. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works shall he do, because I go to the Father. Now Jesus is talking to his disciples. This is back probably the last few days of his life, real close. This is a capsule. The 24th chapter of Matthew declares the signs that's going to come from his coming after he comes back. But this is telling before that. It's needful that he go to the cross, because it's very needful that this takes place, because that's what he came for. He came to be the Savior of the world. And through that, we might receive, all mankind could receive that wonderful fulfillment. See, up to this day, actually the Jews were the only people that God had. This didn't take place until after Jesus went to the cross. Then God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He gave his own received him not, but too many received him, and then he gave power to become the sons of God. The Apostle Paul was on the picture a little bit after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and Apostle Paul was called, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and Paul was called in the ministry. But basically, the Apostle Paul's call was making sure that the Gentiles would see this special gift from God. It was that God was extending out to all mankind his credentials, that he loved us so much. And he did this through the Apostle Paul. It's like a P.S. that the Apostle Paul took in the Bible, a P.S., a postscript after Jesus left. It's an added part that the Apostle Paul, God used the Apostle Paul in a very powerful way. Corinthians, a lot of the words of Ephesians, Galatians, all these wonderful books was by the hand of Apostle Paul. But he's a man just like any of each one of we are, but he had the indwelling and the infilling of God's Holy Spirit upon him that made it alive and real. That's why he could talk about how it is in the natural but he can talk about what isn't spiritual. Because the Apostle Paul was like both sides, like we are. We can have it just like the Apostle Paul had it. He said, be strong in the Lord and power. He's the one that talked in Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Be strong in the Lord and power might put you on the whole armor of God. The Apostle Paul was the one, but he understood this. And he understood this was an offshoot from what the early church was. The early church had the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which came in there, and then people were baptized, but they still had an extra knowledge only from Jesus. But the Apostle Paul came in as a after part of God, that he would have an insight, a revelation knowledge on the gifts of the Spirit, all the teaching to the church, all the way through. It's for the teaching of us. So if we leave it out, we've lost what God's given us. And that's why we can't lose any of these parts of the Word. They all fit together. It's all part of a pattern. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John was very needful, very special. It has the address, the early church, and what Jesus has called the church to do. But the Apostle Paul came in as a summary of a greater Paul, like we have through the world today. It's the modern church of today. But it's after the early church that Apostle Paul came from. So we need to recognize that God has everything under control. He has leadership ability. He has capability. But it's done through men or women, whoever, through the Spirit of God. It's not done through the thinking ability. I think it through. No, it's done by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God comes on Apostle Paul. And actually Peter was endued with power. He wrote the book of 1 and 2 Peter, which is very wonderful. And all the apostles, how they grew with power, with stature, and things that they could not understand before, they was enlightened. And that's the same enlightenment that we can get nowadays that Brother Freedom got years ago. I got enlightening that things that I once did not understand, I could start understanding because of the Spirit ability. That's maybe plainer to you, you understand. And that's why he taught me in what I knew, because what I knew would get me in the Spirit, it would get me where I could be to understand God's Spirit. Now, what I knew at that time was caterpillar. So he taught me with caterpillar till I could get up to speed, because there was not a church to teach me. So he had to do it with something that I could represent it as something that I knew was just. You see what I'm talking about? If we would have the churches where it should be, the church would do this mindfully in itself but I've never been there. So God had, and Apostle Paul was the same way. Apostle Paul was basically got his insight from the Holy Spirit. He got that empowering that only the Holy Spirit can give you. And that's what we need. And we cannot say, well, there's nothing to it, when we know there is something to do. There is some that have received. That's some that knows the way. And that's that way that God's given us, that we'll have a special insight on Him, that He gives us directions in these last days, that we're not always wandering like the Israelites wandered in the wilderness. We find ourselves walking in His direction, in His calling. And it's not mystifying, it's justified by God. He wants to justify us by faith, that we'll walk upright before Him as somebody, as a child of God, walking in His holiness, in His leadership, in His counsel, in His direction. But God gave the wonderful Holy Spirit as a tool and help for all mankind, that we might enable us to walk and degree higher than we can without it. And I say we can't make any of it without it. We need that supernatural encounter with God. And it's a different, there's something about when the Spirit of God, I could tell that it's like a light went on. It's like a light that shines there. And that light shines vividly. And that's why I don't fit in a non-Pentecostal ranks, because it's not the same Spirit. But we need the Spirit of God. We can't change God. We don't want to change Him because He's our hope. So what we've got to do is change things that come to God. That means they're old patterns, that they're sort of off kilter. We need to change them. We need to upgrade them, like in car building or tractor building. They have updates. And those updates are when you have failures and you find out that's not going to work, then you have an update and it gives you no trouble. That's when we've had troubles with a natural man. We've had troubles with men trying to lead us. With the greatest strength they got, it's not good enough. Because we're handling something that's like hot metal. It's something we got to have the right things to handle. And the Spirit of God is very tangible. It's very glorious. But we can mishandle it. And then it goes wrong because the enemy comes in and he sabotages it. He destroys the things of God because he's come here to kill, destroy, and steal. He's come to make all mankind miserable. But God wants to make us in wholeness. God wants to be an overcomer. God wants to have the liberty of God. God wants to be justified by faith. God wants to bring these all things to reality that we can live righteously and we can live happily. You know, we can't live happy if we got we're fretting all the time, if we got all these troubles. And our bodies are made. This body is made for the Holy Ghost to live within it. We are a temple of the Holy Ghost. You can read it over and over and over. You've been paid for it. You're not your own. And anybody who doesn't give their body back to God, they're only got it for a certain time because they're going to not live with Him forever. So God gives us this body. We're just sort of like back in the Old Testament. Hannah gave her son, Samuel. And we have to do that ourselves. We have to give God this body back while we're here. And if we'll give it to Him, He's going to live in us. We're not going to have all the upsets that we have the other way. We're not going to have our blood pressure going up and down like this. We're going to walk on a keel because God made us to walk with Him. He made us to walk like Enoch. The Bible says, can two walk together unless they agree? So with the Holy Spirit with us, we start agreeing. Because everything that He does is comes by Him. You know, He'll even help you go into town. He'll help you buy your coffee. He'll help you in all these areas that we all need Him. He'll help us live easier, live longer, and live safer, and live in love, luxury, and we know when we're in here upon earth, we're automatically going to go to heaven. We're automatically. Because you already have the stage set here. Oh, glory. Come on, see that. We have the glory clouds here. And you're going to be enriched from heaven. And you're just going to shift gears. You're going to go get that greater gear. You're going to take off. I'm in 300. I'm going to get 20 over there. Because I'm going up to heaven. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to just shift our sights to heaven. Because we're on God's throne now. And He just wants to come, and my heart's just been broken. I have to tell this because God's real. The Holy Ghost is real. He's your strength. He's the one that can help you. He says, my people, come to me, and I'll fill you. I'll uplift you. I'll hold you. Whatever you need, call on me, and I will answer thee. And I'll show you greater and mighty things. Seek me, my people, for I love thee, and I shall protect thee. And like those ones that get bound by wrong spirits, you won't have that wrong spirit. You won't have that trouble no more. You won't be vexed. Because God, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say, Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him I trust. Surely He shall deliver me. Surely He's going to deliver us from the snare of the power and from the noise of the pestilence. Under His wings shall I trust. His truth shall be thy shield, my buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid by the arrow that flyeth by night, nor the destruction waste the noonday. A thousand shall fall to thy side, 10,000 to the right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto thee, only one of thine eyes. That's what the Holy Ghost does. Only one of thine eyes shall behold, see the reward of the wicked, and He shall give us angels. Think about it. He'll give us angels. Charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, and they shall bear thee up their hand. Lest thou would even dash thy foot against the throne. You can't get this help from Satan. You can't get it from natural people. You get it from God. God's the source. And He's the answer to where you're at, where I'm at. He is the answer for this day. He is reality. This day is what we have without God vanishing away. Only thing we have in God, it'll live on forever. So if you want your life to really count, go with the Holy Spirit. Your day, every day is an account. And it'll be like an endless book. It'll go from right now and just go covers every day those pages. Pretty soon you're in heaven and you see all those days just like that. But if you start doing this in your own way, you're going to lose a bunch of pages. You're going to lose a bunch of stages. Pretty soon, if you're not careful, you've ruined your bridge. There's a bridge that keeps us from mankind now till we get in heaven. And what we tear up our bridge. And that bridge, that's where people are right now. They can't exist over long. They're like someone drowning. They can't get across that that chasm there. We need that supernatural passageway. We need that supernatural blessing that only God can do. We need that enrichment that His mighty hand enriches us. We're richer than the millionaire because He cares. There is no price of what we worth. Our lives are extravagant with God. God don't want to lose one of us. He wants us to, in James, it talks about He longeth from the day that His children come in to see. God longs for that day. We don't long for it because we're not where we should be. But if we're where we should be, we'll long for it too, because we know that we're up there. It's going to be a wonderful day. Happy times are going to be here. Be a happy camper. And it's going to be justified by God. I pray that God will bless you this day. Oh, for that one girl that called in last night, I'm praying for her right now. Father, I pray for a supernatural encounter for her this very moment. In Jesus' name, touch her even before Friday day. I pray right now, move upon her as only you can. And Lord, I have witnesses here that we know that we're praying for her right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that she'll be a testimony, knowing what you can do through prayer by the example of your power. Because the Holy Ghost, really, I went all the way for you today, Father. I pray that you'd go all the way with her. Do a supernatural blessing upon her. I pray that she'll be healed totally. And Father, I need a touch in my body too. Lord, I pray that you'd look, smile upon me. I know that, pray that others will receive that blessed pardon, blessed strength. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory.